Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I was wondering. Brian online. Let me go ahead and bring him in.
Okay.
Good evening, Brian.
Hey.
Hi. Are you by yourself?
No, I think Dan gonna be coming in for a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm kind of separated.
Hey, we have Mom coming in. Hello, Miss Verna.
Yes,
Mr.
Verna. Yeah, Mr. Verna and Miss William with us.
What's her name?
Janet William.
Janet.
Uh huh. William.
Good evening, Janet.
Hey.
Good evening.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Thank you.
No, I got one to get my control.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Somebody else logged in, huh?
Bruce here. Good evening, Bruce.
Good evening.
By yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
I know LaToya won't be joining us. She had to work.
Okay,
yes.
Rita.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know, I'm not loud,
ma'am.
Are we going to get started?
Wait, not Angela.
Yeah, just give me a second. Okay, let me just read off who I have as attendees today. We have Mom, Mr. Varner, Brian, Mr. Jeanette Williams, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, we have Loretta, and we have Bruce. Anyone? Before we get started, I want to bless the line. First of all, I want to say, how is everybody doing today? Great. And I'm going to get this together in just a moment, guys. I just came from out of town 5 minutes ago, and I'm just trying to put it all back together.
Okay.
But we're going to first start by blessing the line here. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to wing it. Our Father, thank you for allowing our family to get together at this time, to pray together and
still there, Angela?
I'm sorry. My husband was talking and realized I could hear him. Anyway, let me start all over.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing us to be together today to bless you and praise you. And for the
okay.
I guess we're having just a little technical difficulty at this time, so just bear with us, guys.
No,
I'm sure God don't mind waiting.
Anyway, Lord, just please allow no interruptions during this session. No, keep all of the demonic spirits away from this line as we pray together to praise your name. Today we will have the Victorious Foundators coming to you in prayer. And that group consists of Daniel, myself, Bruce, Mr. Gentle, Rita, and Keisha.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like we only have myself and Mr. Gentle present, so we just bear with us.
And Bruce. She went to
Did
Daniel come online?
Is Daniel with you, Brian?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh,
okay. Okay, so Bruce, are you able to do Isaiah?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'll do Jeremiah. Mr. Gentle, you're doing Psalms. Would you mind doing Hebrews, Mr. Gentle?
What'd you say?
In Hebrew?
Yes.
Hebrew what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all don't have y'all schedule. Hebrews 10.
We don't have our schedule with it.
Hebrews 10, 35.
Okay.
Okay. Tonight our subject is on God's promises and feeling despair. What I would like to do is just kind of give a few words of the definition of despair. It's a feeling of hopelessness and not having enough confidence. So we're going to read from the books of Psalm, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Hebrews. Just talk about the words that God promises around feeling despair. I'm going to start out with Mr. Gentle.
That's I will read from Psalm 119, and I will start at the 115th verse. Depart from me, ye evildoer, for I will keep the commandment of my God. uphold me according to thy word, that I may live and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Amen.
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 Thank you. So
we'll
have Bruce come to us.
Okay, I'll be reading from Isaiah, coming from the 57th chapter in the 15th verse, and it reads, "For thus says the High and the Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Amen.
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 So it's same heart.
Okay, I come to you from Jeremiah 32:17, and it reads, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth your great power." Nothing is too hard for you. You show love to thousands, but bring the punishments of the fathers to sin into the laps of their children after them. O great and powerful God, whose name is the Lord Almighty. Amen.
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 Okay, Mr. Gentle?
Yes.
Hebrew?
Hebrew. Hebrew 10.
Yes, sir. 10:35.
Okay. Okay. I'll be reading from Hebrew 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense or reward. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you prepared to do the second shut-in?
Yes, I am.
Let's go ahead and do
it. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Amen.
Hope you all had a blessed week. May you bow your head for the second shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you asking that you heal our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Brian, Tony, Malachi, Billy Morgan, Billy Mitchell, Mary Ann, Miss Jones, Miss Maxine, and anyone else that we are not aware of. We ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus of their illness. Make them strong again. Strengthen them in the area that they need strength in. We plead the blood over them, over each and every one of them, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. For we know there is power in the blood. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way and fill them with the Holy Spirit. Revive them again. Oh God, we trust in you daily, and we ask for your guidance and to keep them safe from their enemies. For we are thankful for this day, and we will be glad in it. And we are thankful for the blood of Jesus. We thank you in advance for the healing hand. By Jesus' stripes, they are healed. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Okay, let's talk about birthdays. And whose birthdays do we have to sing to this week? Through the
24th. We missed two last week. We missed Daddy Verna. I think it was Carl and Teresa. Teresa was on the 12th and Carl was on the 16th. And then I have that for little Daniel on the 18th. I have Hubert for the 23rd. And we don't have any kids, so we need a volunteer.
Are there any other birthdays anyone else would like to share with us today? Do we have a volunteer to sing happy birthday to these individuals?
I'll do it.
All right, then. Go, buddy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. What we'll do now is we'll just go around table, and if anyone would like to share a testimony or prayer or anything that you would like the group to be to hear, at your turn. Let's start with Betty. Did we lose her?
No, she's still online.
And she stepped away. Auntie Carrie?
Oh, me? Oh, pass.
Okay. Lady, Mom?
I have a praise report on Yonka Day. He's come out of the coma, and he's singing and praising the Lord. So I just want to give that report.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Baby, thank you, Mom. Carmen?
Yeah, I'd like to say to all you guys, hope you have a Merry Christmas. And we had a nice flight from Alabama to Miami. We visited our sister and daughter. Amen.
Praise God.
Okay, is Auntie Betty back on the line?
Yes.
Would you I just want to
put Oliver on your prayer list, your Uncle Oliver. He's going to have surgery on the 26th of this month.
Okay. You? How about you, Brian?
I just want to be removed from the sick and shut-in list.
He said he wants to be removed.
Removed.
Praise God. Healed. All right.
Hey, that don't stop you from praying for him, but you're on from the list. You will.
Praise the Lord.
We have a guest on the line. I know if everyone was here to hear that Miss Jeanette Williams is on, and just wanted to know if she would like to share anything with us today.
Hello, everybody. This is Jeanette Williams. I'm just so happy to be a part of this great mission that y'all are doing, this great prayer session. My first time, and it's really, really beneficial, and it's encouraging to me. And I'm just so happy to have been a part. And while I'm here, I'd just like to thank the Lord for my sister-in-law being here in Miami with us the first time. And I thank God for you all. Y'all have done a great job, and I pray that you continue and grow even stronger. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Amen.
Awesome. Hey, how about you, Loretta?
Yes, I want to share. I'll just quote out of the Daily Bread. It says, never too busy. The indifference never happens when we go to God in prayer. We may not always feel that God is listening, but he is, and he cares, and he will respond. The Bible reminds us that when we take comfort in the fact that our God is deeply concerned with what concerns our heart, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. When we call out to him, we will never get a disinterested response. Rather than distancing himself from us, when we cry to him, our Heavenly Father draws close to us in our time of need. He is never too busy for his child's prayers. He hears us when we call. For answered prayers, we thank you, Lord. We know you're always there to hear us when we call on you. We're grateful for your care. You'll never get a busy signal on the prayer line to heaven. Amen.
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 How about you, Bruce?
Yeah, I just want to give like four quick keys to the success of a Christian. First of all, first key would be we have to read the Word. The second key is to believe in the Word. Third key is to speak the Word. And the key is to live the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now it's my turn, and I would like to read a passage from my Bible. It's called In God's Nature, and it's speaking out of 2 Peter, 1st chapter, verse 4. Peter reminds us that we have given exceedingly great and precious of God. Through these promises, we are able to participate in the divine nature of God. Faith in Jesus Christ qualifies the believer to have full membership in the body of Christ. The believer then participates in God's divine nature. Peter eloquently brings to our attention that not only do we who believe have God's nature, have escaped from the corruption of the world. The divisive and decadent sins of the world do not control us. When we participate in the divine nature, we no longer are part of the problem of the world, but have been elevated to a part of the solution of the world. In verses 4 through 7, Peter admonishes us to grow in faith. Then he instructs us to add to our goodness. And to goodness, knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. These attributes of God grow in us as we grow in faith. Every believer must be encouraged to participate in God's nature and to walk in all the promises of God. Peter declares to us that if these attributes abound in us, we will be fruitful and knowledgeable of God's spiritual blessings. We will be productive and never barren. As we experience God's nature, we begin to think God's thoughts. We spend prime time in the presence of God, reading his word, praying, witnessing, and meditating on the things of God. We become obsessed with pleasing God in everything we say and do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Angela, where did you read that from?
I have a African-American Bible.
Okay, you said 2 Peter what?
It's actually 2 Peter 1, 4, chapter 1, verse 4.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All righty. That's our round table. I don't think I missed anybody. So the last thing that we have will be the closing, and I have Brian, you as the closer. But before we do that, just want to kind of recap. Next week will be an session. It will be Christmas Day. So we're hoping that you are bringing some Christmas songs or Christmas ones, anything that you would like to hear around the birth of Christ. With the family. Again, next week will be open session. No agenda items, please come prepared so that we can pray together as a family. Any questions? Any thoughts? Okay. Well, Brian, are you ready to read Matthew 9?
I'm getting ready. Y'all put me on the spot.
We put you on the spot. You've been on the program all year.
I didn't know. I ain't even looked at it.
You need to look at it then, since you well.
Is that Marian talking?
Yes, it is.
Oh, go, buddy.
Yeah. They hear you. They just smile. No, mommy not often.
Okay, Matthew 6, right?
Matthew 6:9, yes.
Okay, hold on, let me turn on a light. No, I'll go in the bathroom. I went and did the on birthday song while I was doing the closing. Okay, here.
Well, we love you all the same.
In this manner, therefore, I pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For your word is in the kingdom and the power of and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. If there's nothing else anyone would like to say, I just want to thank you for joining and hope everyone has a blessed week and be careful out there. Get our final gifts for holiday shopping and just have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Have a blessed week, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.